We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Everybody loves Raymond.
Oh, I love it. The wonderful tones of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yes, that would be Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. You've been reading his stuff, well, hopefully for years, but certainly this week at postgazette.com from Mobile, Alabama. What a wonderful man he is, and he's on the Nemecolon fan hotline. Nemecolon around every corner creates real-life magic for guests. I mean, I could start anywhere, Ray, but I'll start with this. What was the most interesting thing that you saw, that you heard regarding the Steelers during your week there?
Well, I mean, Joe, I talked to a bunch of people down here. You know, nothing that really stands out. I'll tell you, I thought there were some good offensive line prospects down here. You know, I came down here, you know, kind of thinking that a lot of the underclassmen were, you know, the top guys in this draft, and I think that's going to remain true. But I think there's some good options, both with guards and centers and tackles, you know, day two of the draft. Maybe at number 32, maybe 49, or even number 80 in the third round. So I was pretty impressed with offensive linemen and defensive linemen down here. There's going to be some options for the Steelers on day two of the draft, I think, at both of those positions.
First of all, Raymond, are you going to be able to get home from Mobile today?
Well, I don't want to jinx myself, Ron, but my plane is here, and people are starting to board. So yes, I think I'm going
to
get there.
Now, you got to go through Charlotte? Where do you got to go through?
No, I'm actually Mobile to Atlanta. I'm in Atlanta now, and then back to Pittsburgh.
Ah, you had enough of a nightmarish trip going down. You deserve this, right?
Yes, I do.
Now, Andy Weidel was there, showed up. I don't know if he was there the first day, but I saw yesterday he was there. Is that correct?
Yeah, I didn't see Andy on the field. You know, they had a bunch of different scouts on the field each day. I actually didn't see anyone from the Steelers yesterday at practice, but yeah, I'm sure Andy was down here. Sheldon White is on my flight right now. He just boarded, so yeah, the whole contingent was down here.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. Who's the best athlete you laid eyes on all week?
There's a receiver out of Houston, Tank Dell. If you watch this guy run routes, he reminds me of Deontay Johnson. And
what, he runs backwards or what? He drops balls and runs backwards? What, right?
No, I didn't say that. His route running. His route running. He was really impressive. I mean, he was making some of the defensive backs look silly down here. Now, I know the Steelers don't need a receiver. You know, he's probably, you know, not going to be on their radar. But he was really good down here. I don't know if anyone plans on watching the game. The quarterbacks have been horrendous. It's really bad just trying to watch practice. They can't even complete passes. So kind of wondering what that game tomorrow is going to be like.
I was going to ask you about them. The best guys aren't there, right? Stroud,
oh, yeah.
Bryce
yeah,
Young, Stroud, right? They're not there, are they?
Yeah, those guys are underclassmen. They are not here. So there's a Division II guy here, you know, a couple others like that. So
tell us what you saw as far as offensive tackles. Who's realistic? Somebody catch your eye? I heard, I don't know if this was true or not, that Tomlin was very, very, very interested in the offensive linemen in general.
He was. DeJuan Jones from Ohio State is a humongous man, 6'8", 375. He had a great day one. Mm. He was actually injured on day one, did not participate Wednesday or Thursday. So I don't know that it's anything serious. You know, he was still on the field, but Yeah, that was one guy that stood out. Cody Mock of North Dakota State, tackle there. He actually played guard and center this week. I thought he was really good. John Michael Schmitz, a senior center from Minnesota, was really good. So, yeah, there's some good offensive line prospects down here. And you're right, Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan were paying great attention to those one-on-one drills. They're kind of doing double duty, too, because they're watching the defensive linemen as well.
All right, Ray, I don't know when your first of your 50 mock drafts will be coming out here. A lot of people have the Steelers taking Joey Porter Jr., the cornerback from Penn State. How are the cornerbacks look down there? Anybody, I know Porter wasn't there. Anybody that really jumped out at you?
No, I mean, there's most of the guys who are going to be round one guys are not here. So there's a bunch of day two guys here. Joey Porter would not surprise me at all. He's a big corner. The Steelers love corners who can tackle. There's the obvious Joey Porter connection there. So that wouldn't surprise me at all. My first mock draft actually is happening on Wednesday. So I'm actually working on it over the weekend, early next week. So I don't know. We'll see if it's Joey or someone else.
So there's a guy that Daniel Jeremiah wrote about, Julius Brents, cornerback from Kansas State, 6'3", 202. Did you see him?
I did. He was pretty good down here. There was a kid from Stanford by the name of Kelly who was pretty good down here. So, yeah, I mean, there's, you know, Brents, I don't know if he's going to crack day one, but, I mean, listen, Steelers got picks at 32. They got picks at 49. I wrote about this, talked to Daniel Jeremiah last week. He thought the Steelers can get a starting corner at number 49 with their third pick. So that's the kind of depth you're looking at cornerback right now. It's a very, very good class.
Joe, don't come home. I mean, Joe, Ray, don't come home. We're looking out our window here. Joe, there were showers. There's some snow showers out here right now. Don't come home. Stay in Atlanta. Go down even further south to Florida, will you?
Well, I'll tell you what, I forgot my little snow brush at home, so that's great news for me.
Ray, on another topic, Joe, is it okay if I ask him about Mike Tomlin? Or you have another Mobile?
Oh, I'll get back to Mobile, Ron.
All right.
Please.
The report Dulac had earlier in the week that a contract extension for Mike Tomlin is inevitable. Not imminent, maybe. Probably won't happen until before training camp, but inevitable. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not surprised. We all knew Mike was going to get a chance to rebuild this team with the new quarterback. So, the fact that it's going to happen even with, another season not making the playoffs, to me it doesn't matter. I mean, we saw what happened with Bill Cowher after three losing seasons. No playoffs. I think, the same thing here. It's going to be a situation where he's going to get his time to do it with a new quarterback.
Ray, are you in position to stay with us for a few minutes? It sounds like things are getting a little dicey there, perhaps a little rushed. Are you okay?
No, I am good. We are walking down the runway. So I got a few more minutes for you guys.
You okay. You got to do the
walking down the runway. That sounds dangerous, Ron. A plane could land on you any minute.
You have to
Ballsy?
Jump
the walkway. The walkway.
Okay. You have to immediately jump to your quick association.
Well,
I had
a quick question first. Center is a position of intrigue for me. Mason Cole is young enough where he could be your long-term guy. Is he good enough? Do the Steelers view him that way? And I ask because obviously there's quality centers, including this kid from Minnesota, John Michael Schmitz, that Jeremiah writes about and says he's the most consistent player here of anybody. Talk to us about this, Ray.
Well, Mason Cole is also versatile enough to go play center, go play guard for the final 2 years of his contract, too, if you go out and find yourself a center you can't pass up. So, they'll take the best player available. They'll kind of make it work. Mason's got 2 years left on his contract, so he's played guard and center in his previous stops in Minnesota and Arizona, so I don't think that would be a big deal at all.
All right, Ray. Are you ready for a little free association? This is very exciting. We've never done it with you in the airport going
runway,
to a plane.
On a runway, walking planes. Down to a – what are you doing? Did you get to the bottom and then you're stepping aside where they put the luggage?
I am almost to that point where you drop your carry your okay. carry-ons off. Yeah.
All right. So this is very exciting. Here we go. Calvin Austin III says that he's going to be the number three guy next year. Is he, Ray? Is he going to step in, and is he going to be a quality player for them? He's 5'8"?
Yeah, he can be that. Can he stay healthy? So if he stays healthy, I think he can do that.
5'8", 161. Let's go around the room. The last time you were 161 pounds, pick a grade. For me, it was 8th. Ron?
Oh, I was spry, and I'd probably say junior, senior in high school.
I think Calvin Austin is literally me.
What are you?
5'8", 161.
Oh, my God.
Probably.
You're 161 pounds?
Yeah,
do you
probably.
Have his, you don't have his quick feet, though, do you?
No.
Bolsey is a stick figure, Ron.
I could be his stunt double.
Ray, how about you back when you were what?
I would say the 8th grade.
8th grade. Yeah,
and
that's what
and
it was
Ray
for me.
And then Ray went up to 281, right,
that's
Ray?
That's right.
Yes.
And became
eventually, about 10 years later, yes.
Became a Keystone Oaks lineman of great repute, I might add, Ron. So the odds that the Steelers will have a new starting offensive tackle next season, preferably a left tackle, is that a good bet, Ray?
I'd say it's a 50-50 bet. I don't know if it's a good bet.
And if it does happen, does Dan Moore become a guard or a swing guy or what?
Yeah, I mean, he could easily be your swing guy if you go out and get a tackle that can start. Yeah, like much like if you get a center, you know Mason Cole wouldn't bump over a guard. Dan Moore just bumps to your swing tackle. It's pretty simple.
Larry Ogunjobi coming back?
I think so.
How about Cam Sutton?
He better. They need him.
That's interesting.
One more. How about Terrell Edmonds?
I think they'll try to get that done too, yes.
And will he bring his brother with him?
I don't think so. Too much money.
So you're allowed to pick free agent, rookie, or incumbents. And if you could name the incumbents, Ron and I would appreciate that very much. Your two starting inside linebackers next year are who?
I'll go with, to start the season, Robert Spillane and Miles Jack.
Robert Spillane and Miles Jack.
You better upgrade from there, Raymond.
So I have another question for you, Ray. It seems like, maybe I'm wrong about this, but it sure seems like a lot of the teams having success these days are playing a 4-3. And I realize we're talking, I don't know, 70 to 75% sub-package football. But does this affect, I've seen Daron Payne, defensive tackle for Washington. People would love to see him in Pittsburgh. I'm curious if free agents look at the Steelers and say, I don't want to play nose tackle somewhere. I want to be a playmaker inside. Does it affect their ability to sign people? Does it matter that they're still in a 3-4? Can you share your feelings about that?
Yeah, listen, you're right. They play sub-package football so often, it doesn't matter, Joe. But, Daron Payne's going to cost too much money, too, so I don't know that that's really an option. But we'll see how it goes. I mean, there's all scenarios out there. I think it's more likely they draft a defensive lineman than sign one as a free agent.
So then, in your opinion, it just doesn't matter, 3-4, 4-3, and no free. And I'm asking this just straight up as an honest question.
There's too many guys who can play 3-4 and 4-3 to pigeonhole these guys who are coming out of college now.
Okay, so that wouldn't be a turnoff for a free agent at all, an interior defensive lineman.
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Lastly, Brian Flores, has he gotten an offer yet to go anywhere, and what are the chances he comes back?
Well, he's interviewing in Denver now. I don't know if that's going to be an offer, but, listen, you figure he's such a good football coach that he's probably going to land somewhere. Get a coordinator job, but
Ray's struggling right now, Ron.
He's also annoying.
Are you lifting baggage?
He's annoying all the passengers around him having to listen to this crap.
No way. I bet you people are riveted to this.
Oh, Ray. Hey, I know they know who he is. He's on a Pittsburgh flight. Everybody knows who Ray Fittipaldo is, and everybody loves Raymond.
Are you on the plane right now?
I am on the plane.
This is unbelievable, Folsy.
Let's put him out
reassociation
of,
on the plane. Why don't you sneak a question
let's
in?
And
the
put connection's him out of strong. His misery
this
here.
Is incrinculant. Sneak in a question to him, Folsy. It's your only chance.
Ray, are you getting how many looks are you getting in your direction right now as we speak?
Not many, surprisingly. Not many.
Thank you. He wants to go, Ron.
I know,
hey, Ray,
thank you, Ray.
Safe travels, man. Good luck.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you later.
You couldn't wait to hang up.
What a man he is, huh, Ron?
I wouldn't do that. I'd have stayed down by where the luggage is. I couldn't do that. I give him credit. He's on the plane. It sounded like he was putting his bag up while he's talking to us.
Ray's on a plane. I think there was a movie named that.
I should have asked him how many people he can see just in his vicinity that have Pittsburgh sports gear on.
Yeah.
Going back to Pittsburgh.
Oh,
that's
I guarantee.
That's a huge thing.
People would love listening to him talk about that on that plane. Probably half Steeler fans.
Right.
They'll probably be chanting Ray's name by the end of
Everybody
the flight, Ron.
Everybody loves Raymond.
All right. Back to, let's go to Penguins, Ron. Let's go to a column in the Trib today that advocated for the trade of one prominent Penguin. Let's talk about that. Do we agree with this? What are they going to do at the deadline? Do they need to do big things, small things? Matt Fensel had a guy on saying what people were saying during the summer. Let's move on here. Let's get assets and let's move people out. What do we think they should do? And how about this one particular player moving on from him? We'll talk about it next with Folsy at the controls. Follow us on Twitter. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Visit them online. You know what Folsy should have been, Ron? You know what he looks like and would have been unbelievable at? A pilot.
I'm afraid to ask.
Can you imagine looking in the cockpit and seeing Captain Folsy
with the hat, the pilot hat, the little badge? You would feel reassured.
Oh, would
you
feel reassured?
That young man back
yes.
There.
Folsy, did you ever consider it?
My neighbor's a pilot, and there's sometimes where I think to myself, man, what would my life be like if I were a pilot?
I know. It's unreal, isn't it?
Just to be in different cities all the time. That's your life.
Ron, take a look in there. Look through the glass. That's a pilot. Right there. Captain Folsy. You should have been. You could have been. You could have been a contender, Folsy. Right? Instead, you're stuck with Ron and I.
Yeah. Kind of seemed like a fun job. A little nerve-wracking, I'm sure, at times.
Are you still in your early 20s?
Not early 20s. Late 20s.
You better decide what you want to do.
I know. Time's running out.
Time's running out, Folsy's. Folsy's hit a dead end, Ron. Let's be honest here. He's stuck with you and I. Something needs to happen.
That resume is all over town.
Yeah. I've already hit a midlife crisis.
A new position.
Folsy's midlife crisis came at 24.
29.
You're 29?
Yeah. I don't like to think about that too much.
Imagine if you were in your 50s.
Age is just a number.
Just a number. Six.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
60s the new 30.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
But those are just numbers.
Follow us on Twitter. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370.
Joe, let me interrupt you real quickly here. We were talking about Brian Flores. Jimmy Shapiro just sent out the new odds. He is now the favorite to get the head coaching job in Arizona.
Holy bird
milk. Favorite.
What do you think of that, Folsy?
That's a discussion worth having, don't you think?
Yes. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. That's 928-9370. And yeah, coming up, Penguins at a little bit of a crossroads. Deadline coming up. What should they do? Should they trade a prominent top six forward? Let's talk about that next. Ron, we got a text from a man named Larry Rhodes. We were wondering off the top with your daughter in Amsterdam today, do people still send postcards? We all decided not really, but Larry Rhodes is a mailman. His tweet to me says, quote, I'm a mailman. And yes.
At least tells you that it gives you his credibility.
Yeah. He establishes that early. And yes, I deliver postcards still. Not many. But I do see some. I'm heartened by that. You guys?
You know who I get one from once a week? At least once a week. Not so much postcard. Art Rooney Jr., one of the architects of the 70s dynasty, the Chiefs' second oldest son, Dan was first, Art Jr. second. He has these beautiful pictures of Steelers. He had commissioned somebody, I can't think of the gentleman's name now, that does all these pictures of like, Franco and Rocky, and he'll send me one every week with a little note.
Every week?
In the back, just about every week.
Holy
bird milk. One of my all-time favorite people, the most like his old man out of anybody. Such a personality and such a character. I just talked to him a week ago, actually.
I think he sent me, I did a story a while ago, he sent me, what's the thing you put a cup on a table? The little thing.
Like a cup holder.
Coaster.
Coaster.
Coaster, right.
Thank you, Folsy. Mm-hmm. A coaster. He sent me a Steelers coaster. Ron, you went to tend to your food needs, I believe, during the break.
Just a little extra Tostitos. You like these? These are the scoops.
Scoops.
No,
I
love those, Ron. I eat them all the time. All the time.
So I went to get them in my can of
Coke.
Coke Zero.
Little salt, little sugar.
Did I miss something? What do you mean there's no sugar in there?
No sugar.
No sugar. It's Coke Zero. Zero sugar.
Zero sugar. I should have known that.
What did I miss?
Well, we established before the break, it's unbelievable, actually, that Folsy, if they put out a photo of a pilot, it would be Folsy's mugshot. Look at that man, Ron. And I said if there's one word to describe Folsy, it's reassuring. We both agreed he would be an incredible pilot.
Right.
And then we went to break and listened to what happened.
Attention, passengers. This is your pilot, Matt Cole, checking in from the cockpit. Thank you for flying 93.7 The Fan Airlines today. We're going to Pittsburgh, where it is currently 18 degrees.
This is incredible.
With snow flurries.
How about that, Ron? He sounds like he was born to be a pilot.
He was.
Can we make this happen?
There's some, you know what I think of when I hear him doing it, you know, like, was it Beano that always used to say he hated to fly because they talk about the termination of the flight?
Right.
You know, there's phrases there that you use that you just don't make you feel comforting. I flew with him once, a little bit of a rough landing. He grabbed my arm.
I did.
He did. He's not going to deny it. He knows it's true.
I don't like it one bit.
That was great, Folsy.
Thank you.
Very, very good.
Very proud of you.
Shout out to a texter who suggested I do that, by the way, like right before the update. So I figured I'd just
go for it. Was that Ricky Monster?
I don't think so. They didn't say.
And then your wife texted you and somehow insulted me secondhand. What happened?
Yeah, she did. She texted, not insulting, but she said something like, oh my goodness, are you kidding me right now? You're becoming like Joe.
That's an insult.
That is very much an insult.
That's an absolute insult.
Does she listen to the show?
She does, yeah. Well, she can now because she's still off from work. Normally she can't, but she's at home with Mariah.
I bet she thinks you're the star of the show. I know she thinks you're the star. And, quite frankly, he is.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would argue with that at this point, Ron. I had my attention caught there. Okay.
You're like Pompeiani, not paying attention.
Right. A little bit of Penguinis. In the Trib, Mark Madden writes a column talking about possibly trading. Seems like advocating trading one Jake Guentzel. What do you think of that, Mark?
Mark? What do you think of that, Mark? I thought it was going to be maybe, I thought it was going to be maybe Rust, who I think has had a disappointing. I think Jake's a really good player and a goal scorer. I would not look to be moving him, although down the road you're going to have to be paying him some huge money, depending on what you can get for him.
You think you're going to be paying who huge money?
Jake at some point.
You they think? Just,
oh, yeah. He's a 40-goal man, 40-goal scorer.
He's never finished in the top 10 in goals in his whole career.
He's had 2 40-goal seasons, though. That's pretty amazing.
17 guys had 40 goals last year. I don't consider it amazing.
He's one of 17 out of 30 teams. That's pretty good. I think he's a big-time goal scorer.
He's never finished in the top 10 in goals.
Oh, right, Joe. 40 doesn't mean anything to you. It means something to me.
He's a good player.
That's a lot of goals.
I don't think he's going to cash in for...
40 is a lot of goals.
Yeah, it's like 1,000 yards. 17 guys did it. He's, as we sit here right now, he's 42nd in the league in goals. That's not a big-time goal scorer to me.
He's not having a great year. That's not what we're talking about. His career-wise, I think he's a premier player. That's just my opinion.
A premier player?
I think anytime you score 40 goals on multiple occasions, that's pretty good. That's a goal.
He is. He's a good player.
Half a goal
I agree
every,
with that.
A goal every two games. That's pretty good.
It's good. He's a good player. I don't think he's a star. I don't think he's a premier player who's going to command $8 or $10 million a year.
Don't be surprised how much he commands. He's going to get a lot. And I think
he's also 28.
I've always felt like he would be the Penguins' next star after Sid and Malkin leave. But he's not having a good year. Rust is not having a good year either. I'm not interested in trading Jake. What's he got, a couple more years on his contract?
Let's see here. I think of him very differently than you. I don't think of him as a guy carrying a franchise as a star. He's never finished in the top 15 in scoring, even though he's on the power play and plays with Sid. Again, never in the top 10 in goals. He's a good player. He's a good goal scorer. I don't consider him to be a premier player.
We can agree to disagree.
I just don't see evidence.
Although you're not seeing it this year. I will agree with that. He's not having a good year.
He signed through next year at $6 million, then unrestricted.
He's going to get a raise from somebody, maybe not from the Penguins.
Maybe. I don't know. As he'll be going into his age 30 season. And again, is he going to be coming off a good year? I don't know. He's got 20 goals right now. I think 5 are into the empty net. But the moral of that story is, if you're going to trade, who are you going to trade?
Yeah.
If you're going to make a hockey trade,
I was thinking more of Rust. He just signed the big deal, right?
Yeah.
He signed for a long time. I don't know if that's good or bad with some teams. You know, he did the same thing. The previous contract he signed, he got off to a horrible start to next year. And I think he was the guy that Jim Rutherford called out, saying that, you know, there's guys on our team trying to, you know, live in the past, and they won a couple cups and they're trying to live on that. And I think he took it personally and then became a pretty good player. I don't know if that's going to happen this year. I don't think he's had a good year at all after signing that big deal.
Yeah, it's funny. The two guys that are leading the team, Gino and Sid, they've been fine. I mean, Gino's making $6 million. They've been fine. It's the secondary stars or the secondary contributors that aren't holding up their weight. And I would say that's Rust and Guentzel primarily this season.
I would agree with that this season. And, I love Malkin's point of game, but his defensive lapses, there's some almost in every single game. Seemingly more for me recently than there have been. But he's still scoring.
I mean, that's pretty much part and parcel what you're going to get his whole career.
Right, but I think it's a little worse this year than it has been recently. That's all I'm saying.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I've been to a lot of games, and it seems like every game he has some sort of giveaway.
I mean, I watch all the games, too. I'm just not there.
Get caught behind the net in 3-on-3. That led to that loss. There's just been a lot of examples, I think. But he still scores, there's no doubt.
Yeah, he's got 50 points in 49 games with revolving people and all the things that, you know, he doesn't get their best guys, right? But it's the other guys.
No doubt.
It's Rust, it's Guentzel, and then it's the fact that two of their three highest paid players if I'm not mistaken, have missed a combined 33 games.
Well, Letang has missed a bunch.
Yeah, Letang and Petrie at 6.25. That's 12.4 million dollars. They are. They're second and third. Petrie's tied with Letang, I think. Or no, Letang is tied with Malkin as the third highest guy. Petrie's the second highest paid guy on this team. Him and Letang have missed bunches and bunches of games.
And obviously Jari.
And Jari. So what do you do at the deadline then? What are you looking to do? Wenzel quoted a guy, former NHL executive, as saying they should start trading people. Let's move on here. Gain assets. He worked for the Canucks when they had the Sedin twins, this guy, forget his name. And he said, we made the wrong decision by trying to build around them deep into their mid-30s or whatever. Wrong decision.
I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what Hextall can do. The salary cap is working against him. A lot of these guys have no trade and no movement clauses, too. I just think it's a real challenge for them. You have to hope that when they're healthy that they'll be good. And, I mean, obviously, to me, Jari's the whole key. He wasn't healthy last year. He wasn't on his game the year before after a late-season injury. To me, he's their whole key. I just don't know what Hextall can do because there's so much against the salary cap.
So would you advocate moving on here and dishing guys and getting rid of people or trying to fortify this team?
I would try to fortify it one more run this time. If they don't make the playoffs this year, I might try to look to do a lot more change after the season. But again, what are you going to do? You're going to trade. You can't trade Malkin. Now you can't trade Sid. You know, I don't know who else has no movement clauses. I'm assuming Letang does. There's just so much you can do to, you know, to tear it up. If you're going to tear it up and start over, not tear it up, but just move on, you would have done it after last season when they were all free agents, except for Sid.
Right.
He signed Malkin. Yeah. He signed Letang. He signed Raquel. He signed Rust.
Yeah.
All those guys were free agents.
Right.
And if you're going to move on, that was the time to do it.
To me, if you're Sidney Crosby, you try to win, period. So, and you can't live in between either. Either you're all in or you're all out.
And I think,
and if you're all out, you start moving guys. So you have to be all in and try to win as long as you have Crosby.
And I think that's why they kept everybody together. I think Sid wanted that to happen. But it isn't working. Now they're clinging to the last playoff spot. But they still got a long way to go, and
we could argue about that.
You mentioned some factors that have impacted them
big time.
But I mean, if they get the eighth playoff seed, I see them losing four games in a row to Boston. If it comes to that,
I don't know. Let's see what Boston does the second half.
Now they've lost three in a row. I mean, they've only lost seven all year, I think, and they've lost three in a row.
If there's a lot of hockey here to be played, number one, number two, the argument that it hasn't worked, I don't know about that. They're in playoff position right now, despite Letang and Petrie missing 33 games and their goalie missing a bunch of games. So I'd be looking to fortify. I don't really see that there's much of a choice now.
How do you fortify when you can't bring in money?
Yeah, Rutherford did it all the time. You send out money to bring in money. You trade a guy like Gensel to get a different kind of player. Well, that would be the argument.
That would be one way you could do it if you want to trade Gensel.
You trade Rust. You bring in a different kind of player. You trade, I don't know, Raquel, bring in a different kind of player. Package Dumoulin and Rust. You know, there's always a way to make a hockey trade.
Well, we can agree to disagree. I don't think of this team as nearly as highly as you do.
Why fortify them? Why fortify them then?
Because you have Sid and Malkin, and that's, you know, they're not going anywhere.
How highly do I think of them, in your opinion? What are you hearing?
I'm thinking you think that they have a legitimate chance to maybe go some places in the playoffs.
If I didn't, I would absolutely advocate tearing it all up. So
but you
for
can
people,
tear it all
yes,
up.
Yes, you can.
You can't get rid of Malkin and Sid.
You can get rid of a lot of people.
Letang. Those are your three guys that you would want to get rid of.
You can
while get, not Sid,
you can but, get rid of Gensel. You can get rid of Rust. You can get rid of your goalie. You'd find all kinds of assets out there for people.
I look at them as a middle of the pack team, somewhere from 15 to 20. And they're eighth in their conference, so that would be about right in the middle.
With
of the
their
pack.
Goalie, though, they're 16-5.
All right.
So give me their goalie, and I think they're a pretty good team. If I didn't believe that, then I certainly wouldn't advocate fortifying a mediocre bad team. That doesn't make sense.
But I just don't know what else you can do when you have Sid. You want to try to give him as much chance to win as you can. I just don't know what Hextall does. I guess you could trade Rustin and Guentzel and try something different that way, no doubt.
Well, you're going to have to make a decision on Guentzel either way after next season, maybe right. before next season. Are you signing him? He's at $6 million now. Are you signing him going into his age 30 season to a big deal?
I want to see how he finishes this one before I would do that. Well, they will wait till after he finishes this season. They might even wait till
next season.
Hextall has shown no fear of letting these guys become free agents and then signing them. He did it with all those guys after last year.
He did.
And he's probably going to do that with Jari.
Which I would do.
Jari's a free agent after this season.
Yeah. I would do that for sure, wouldn't you?
I think Jari's one of the premier goaltenders in the league when he's healthy, but his health interests, history definitely scares me. You look around the league at goaltenders, he's got to be, in my opinion, at least one of the top 8 or 10.
Yes.
I'm interested in trying to keep him if they can. I advocated them signing him before the season, and they didn't do that. And again, Hextall is not afraid to wait. But I think he's a really good goaltender, if healthy, but that's an unbelievably huge if with him. I think he's had 4 injuries in the last 13 or 14 months.
Yeah, he's got to be healthy. There's no doubt about that. I think of the Penguins as a playoff team that if they have an actual goalie, could advance for a couple rounds. That's what I think.
I don't see that this year, and I won't be shocked if they don't make the playoffs.
So, why would you fortify a team that you think that little of? What would be the sense in trying to fortify that team?
I don't know that you can fortify that team.
Well, of course you can.
I don't know if you
Rutherford
trade Guentzel,
did it all the time.
Trading Guentzel going to help them? It depends who you get back for him.
Yeah.
Is trading Russ going to help, or do you hope that those guys play up to their capabilities?
Right. How do you explain them being in playoff position despite missing their goalie and their 2 best defensemen?
Because other teams, look at Washington. Look, they haven't had a zillion guys, and they're ahead of them. Every team has had injuries. I just go to those games, and I see something missing. Every night, almost. They give up goals.
They're 2 defensemen and their goalie, I would say.
They give up goals in the first minute period, last minute of period. They give up goals right after they score. They've been horrible in overtime. Now, they're not going to have to play.
Right. I would say without your top 2 defensemen and your goalie, you're going to give up goals.
Then they should just stay status quo for you, and they'd be fine.
No, I'd be looking to supplement a little bit, but I think actually with their goalie, they will be fine. With their goalie, they're 16-5. With a goalie in the playoffs, they would have won 2 rounds the last 2 years, I think.
What do you want to do to fortify then?
Bring in someone for the bottom 6,
That would certainly help. Certainly for the bottom 3. I mean, his deal with Kapanen was a disaster.
Yeah.
And his deal with Jeff Carter a year ago was turned out to be a disaster.
Absolutely.
Those are 2 horrible moves.
We agree on that. We certainly agree on that.
I mean, the fourth line has actually picked it up a little bit, and Archibald has been hurt too. But the third line has been the one that's disappointing. That's Carter's line.
And you mentioned the creativity that they'll need to have at the deadline to be able to fortify this team, you know, moving players out. I just don't know if Ron Hextall has that creativity.
Might not.
And Jim Rutherford absolutely did, and that's why he was so great here for many reasons.
For whatever you say about Rutherford, like the Derek Brassard trade, he went for it.
He was creative.
They said he had no room that year either. And if you're creative enough, you make a big move.
I don't think Hextall's that guy.
Me neither. What about the coaching? I think Sully's done a pretty good job with this team.
I don't know. His message doesn't seem to be getting through to me. You know, these lapses, and Caulfield talked about this on Wednesday, that he thinks he's really going to start sitting on these guys a little bit, and you're going to see some lineup changes because he's totally frustrated by these lapses. You know, start the game, they give up a goal. Last minute, they give up a goal. I think he's a great coach. I really do. But I'm sure he's pulling his hair out watching this team play.
Some nights, yeah. I also probably think if you told him or anybody else what would have happened in the first half, he'd be happy to be in playoff position. If you told him Letang and Petrie would be gone for 33 games.
But it's not like other teams haven't had major injuries.
But if you told him he'd lose his top 2 defensemen and his goalie for 10 games, and then you said, but you'll be in playoff position at the break with games in hand, I bet you he would have signed up for it.
I'll bet he wouldn't have signed up the way this season has gone. I would totally bet against that.
Injury-wise, for sure.
Yeah, well, but every team has him. Look at Washington. They just got Backstrom back. They haven't had Carlson. They've lost so many guys.
Do you think their coach has done a good job? I do, considering their injuries.
Yeah.
Some teams don't have hardly any injuries.
I think they're driven by the Ovechkin chase myself. I think a lot of those guys are motivated by helping him to get that record.
Yeah, I think they've done a good job. Some teams don't have a lot of injuries, and those are the teams you see at the top of the standings, like the Bruins and the Canes. All right, Ron, we've gone over here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.